Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I hope you're having an amazing day on this 21st day of August. And today we are reading from Hebrews 11, a pretty famous chapter, verses 1 through 19, and then we'll finish up that chapter tomorrow. This is in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, faith is assurance of things hoped for proof of things not seen. For by this the elders obtained testimony. By faith we understand that the universe has been framed by the word of God, so that what is seen has not been made out of things which are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he had testimony given to him that he was righteous, God testifying with respect to his gifts. And through it he, being dead, still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he wouldn't see death, and he was not found because God translated him. For he has had testimony given to him that before his translation he had been well-pleasing to God. Without faith, it is impossible to be well-pleasing to him, for he who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned about things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared a ship for the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed to go out to the place which he was to receive for an inheritance. He went out not knowing where he went. By faith, he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a land not his own, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city which has the foundations, whose builder and maker is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received power to conceive, and she bore a child when she was past age, since she counted him faithful who had promised. Therefore, as many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and as innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore, were fathered by one man, and him as good as dead. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them and embraced them from afar, and having confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. If indeed they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had enough time to return. But now they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed of them and to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, being tested, offered up Isaac. Yes, he who had gladly received the promise was offering up his one and only son, to whom it was said, "Your offspring will be accounted as from Isaac," from Genesis 21:12, concluding that God is able to raise up even from the dead. Figuratively speaking, he also did receive him back from the dead. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, throughout your word, you talk about the importance of having faith and trust in you, to believe that you are true, to believe that you can do what you say you do. And so, Lord, we just pray for this kind of faith, the faith of the our forefathers and foremothers, Lord, the faith of Abel offering a better sacrifice, of offering ourselves as that sacrifice to you, to saying, "Lord, take me, I'm an offering to you," according to Romans 12:1. Lord, help us to walk with you and be well-pleasing to you as Enoch was. Lord, help us to walk against the grain of culture as Noah must have done. And help us to believe that when you say something, you are telling the truth like Abraham did. Lord, he was looking forward to something he could not see. And we see this in Sarah as well. Lord, help us to be like them. I mean, they were clay-footed. They made mistakes. They bumbled their way in faith, but they did have faith. And so, Lord, we're bumbling our way in faith, but we do have faith. We do know that you can do the impossible. And you promise us that without faith, it's impossible to please you. And so many times, Lord, we think we have to do a bunch of things to please you, or we think we have to like conjure up some sort of spirituality. But you just say that it is by faith that we please you, that we have this greater belief in your ability. And so, Lord, teach us what that means. Infuse us through the power of the Holy Spirit within us, to know that you are good and you are strong and you are a rewarder of those who seek you. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Cricket Keith. You can find out more at cricketkeith.com. She spells her name Cricket with two T's and Keith with two E's. So she has written a book called Before the Throne, Finding Strength Through Prayer in Difficult Times. And she offers a follow-up study of eight prayer warriors from scripture who turned to God when times became difficult. You're going to learn to pray in this book with Moses in times of disappointment, the psalmists in times of need, Jonah in times of disobedience, Hezekiah in times of battle, Habakkuk in times of questioning, Jesus in a time of intercession, Paul in times of hardship, and Revelation saints in times of worship. Cricket studies are known for taking you super deep and then even deeper, which I super love, into God's word. And as you study these amazing prayers, you're going to be strengthened as you see how these godly Bible characters poured out their hearts to God and how he responded to them. You'll learn how to pray with the same power when you feel weak, helpless, stressed, or afraid. As you turn your focus towards God's character through prayer, he will supply the strength you need to face whatever is before you, because that's the privilege you have when you come before the throne. Again, you can find out more about Before the Throne at Cricket Keith, CRICKETKEETH.com/books. Cricket, thank you so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.